You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
It's the top of the hour. It is 8:01 Central Standard Time here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio. You can stream and watch Telly and I live right now on YouTube, also at 1017thetruth.com. And make sure you hit that subscribe button so that way you don't miss any of your favorite shows here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. Should we move on? Or do we still want to talk about, because I'm going to tell y'all right now, whether he wins or lose, the next conversation that Mike Tyson has with anyone, I'm predicting is going to be like this. You can't even say that yet. You laughing.
Because I think it's going to be a Mitch McConnell-ish kind of talk.
Hey, Mike, how'd you feel about the fight? Mike! Hey, Mike, you there?
Oh, what happened?
The fight last week. How are you feeling?
I don't feel anything. Wait a minute. What's my name again?
Like, y'all, it's not.
It's going to be. Because here's the thing, and we heard, and I think, you know, it is time to move on. But here's the thing about it, DT, that's funny to me. We had a lot of people call and say, man, he's in great shape. He still got them hands. He looks good. I've watched him spar. But then, you know, people are saying, well, with Jake Paul, he's a YouTuber. He hasn't fought anybody, and this, that, the other. So if he beats Mike Tyson, what are you going to say then? Are you going to say, man, that YouTuber beat Mike Tyson?
They're going to pull a Trump. It was rigged.
Or you're going to be like, man, dude actually can box. Because let's really think about it. If you couldn't box, would you really want to fight Mike Tyson?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I mean, here's the thing. I'm not discounting. Mike Tyson will always be Mike Tyson.
Right.
Like, that's
no
why I
one
like,
is saying
I don't even know what
different.
You have. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I want to be crystal clear.
Yeah.
Look, I have the utmost respect. I grew up, like, Mike Tyson was our Muhammad Ali.
Exactly.
He was our generation's Muhammad Ali. So I have no negative hatred or negative feelings about Mike Tyson. But if he were my friend.
Yeah.
Or my man.
Hey, bro. You ain't even got to do this.
And he insisted, I'd be like, baby, you know what? I think we should go to Las Vegas and get married. As soon as we are married, life insurance policy. Because my man is fighting in Dallas.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I'm sure there are some policies that have had to be taken out. I mean, just based off of his age. Again, people can say, oh, he still got it. And like you just said, DT.
Two legs.
Yeah, I would never... Take that away. I mean, I was a really good high school basketball player. But guess what? I can't go play a quarter right now.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, and then be like, oh, man, I still got it. Like, and I'm in pretty good shape. I mean, I'm in pretty good shape.
Absolutely.
But I mean, the physical movements that it takes to play basketball and the physical movements that it takes to box, I mean, most people in their prime – can't box a one-round boxing match, which is only 3 minutes.
Telly, what did we talk about during the break? I'm like you. I'm in pretty good shape to be 48 years old. But if Baby D from Friday pulls up, like, I ain't fighting her.
I ain't on that.
Like, I'm not one of these people, just because I could do 5 push-ups. Oh, man, you don't want to mess with DT. If Baby D is outside the studio right now waiting on me, I'm be like... Baby D, look, I'm sorry there's a misunderstanding.
Like,
I apologize.
Yeah.
You got it, sis. You got it.
That was them doing all that talking, for real. It wasn't even me, to be honest.
Just got to know when to say no. All right. So there have been, and Al, here you go. We're gonna talk about politics in our government. There's been a number of updates regarding the Trump administration. So finally, it's just hard for me to say. We've got a Speaker of the House. We've also got, and I, you know me, Telly, he actually kind of fine. I don't know him. I'm sure he's, I'm not talking about his character. When I saw his picture, I was like, ooh, he look a whole lot better than Mitch McConnell.
Yeah.
So we have a new, coming in January, a new Senate Majority Leader and a new Speaker of the House. Now, the Speaker of the House, fortunately, will not be Mike Davis, who we covered yesterday, who called New York Attorney General Letitia James a fat boo. It will be Mike Gates. Now, I'm looking at a picture of Mike Gates right now. I'm getting Jack Nicholson vibes. I'm getting Joker Jack Nicholson vibes.
Yeah, he's DT, he comes with a checkered past, to say the least.
Please do tell.
Yeah, but you put me in my place as soon as I started to say something. You're like, so wait a minute, how many felonies does Trump have?
Yeah, because Al was like, you and him both, like, you were like, you know, he's a rapist, or I'm like, last time I checked, President-elect Donald Trump, his record is not crystal clean.
Yeah, yeah. So when you put it in that perspective, DT, it shouldn't be that shocking that he chose this guy to be his attorney general. This guy, meaning Matt Gaetz, but Matt is someone who is currently under investigation for allegedly drugging and having sex with an underage female. And, oh, by the way, he is married. And
I apologize. Matt Gaetz is going to be selected as Trump's attorney general. My bad.
Yeah.
He is being investigated by the Justice Department.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
And very, very controversial pick. Now, this is one of those picks. Now, keep in mind, when you get appointed to one of these positions, the Senate will need to confirm it. And yes, everything is controlled by the GOP. So that may not be an issue, but there may be some Republicans that take issue against Matt Gaetz being the attorney general. So it may not be a slam dunk, but just for him to even be appointed by Trump is interesting. And oh, ooh.
What?
Oh, as of 14 hours ago, GOP rep Matt Gaetz resigned from the House. Speaker Johnson announced the same day that Donald Trump announced that he had tapped a Florida firebrand to be his attorney general. So that's pretty much a done deal.
You know, it's just the whole makeup of his cabinet. It's just like all white men with a sprinkle of a couple of white women. And I, again, Truth Nation, help me understand, especially those that are openly Trump supporters. 833-212-1017 is our Truth Talking text line. Are you okay when you see the picks? Because he's already got your vote.
Mm-hmm.
And does that matter to you, knowing that there is no representation of any person of color or any ethnic group outside of being a Caucasian that is on his, for lack of better terms, C-suite? Like, there are no people of color. And Vivek Ramaswamy, is that how you pronounce his name?
Vivek Ramaswamy.
Ramaswamy?
Yes.
With Elon Musk? I guess I'm just trying to understand. So out of all the qualified people in the United States of America, that is the creme de la creme.
Yeah.
That's who should be running our country with you. And speaking of shaking my head, the Democratic Party once again failed. Did you see
the meeting
between President-elect Trump and current President Joe Biden at the White House? Did you see that?
Yeah. Now, we can always say, DT, what we would or wouldn't do in certain situations, but you cannot tell me if that was a black person that was meeting with Trump, that meeting would have went that way. Like, how in the world can you sit there and be chummy with someone who disrespected every ounce of your being?
Every ounce. And your family's being.
Yeah.
And what I thought was so interesting was the symbolism of the wood fire flames that were, and I don't know if it was strategic or intentional, but I was like, you have Trump and Biden sitting in front of like this fireplace and the flames are just, I was like, yep, that sounds about right. We're going down in flames. And, you know, it's, you've always said this, Telly, about President-elect Donald Trump. When he's losing, oh man, he is one Sour Patch Kid.
Yeah.
But when he's winning, I just want to thank
he's so gracious.
Oh.
And then you're gonna have somebody who's just gonna drink that Kool-Aid up. See, look at him. He's humbled. He's you know, he's different now because he talked a little softer. Man, as soon as he get up in there, he's gonna be like, look, y'all already know this thing about to be different.
Y'all have to. Ricky, we have audio, right, of the meeting between Trump and Biden?
Oh, God.
Okay.
That'll make my stomach turn.
Yeah, because look, if I had to watch it, Telly, you got to watch it, too.
Oh, God.
And you know what? I wasn't mad at President-elect Trump. I'm still mad at Biden. And it's just like, just give me a little OG. Just give me a little gangster. Just give me a little.
Nothing.
Even Chuck Schumer, Joe Biden. Come on, y'all.
That fire has been put out. Ain't no fire in their belly.
And you know what I love when about the Obamas? That's why I was like, you could tell Michelle Obama, she can go Michelle Robinson on any given day. Because when they transitioned power to the Trumps back in 2016, she had her hair in a little ponytail. She is slick. You ain't never seen Michelle Obama look like that. It was like, huh? Michelle Obama, from head to toe, flawless every time. She never misses, never fails. When she came out on the South Lawn to greet Melania Trump, it literally looked like she was like,
I really don't want to do this.
It was Michelle Robinson on them stairs. And I'm not mad at her, just from an optic standpoint.
Yeah, sometimes you got to be who you are, and it's going to come out regardless if you try to or not. You can only be in character for so long, but the things that there's a way to do things in a graceful way, but still make your point made. But the way that meeting went, you're just like, come on, man. Like,
man.
You act like it is just, it truly is all good.
Because when Biden won the election in, what was that, 2000? When he win?
2020.
I got brain fog this morning. 2020. Did I say 2000? Yeah, I need to go home, go to bed. I'll be getting on a flight as soon as the show's over with. Ricky, can we go ahead and give our listeners, our valued listeners, I know, Telly. Just hold your stomach.
Yeah, please.
Just hold your stomach. Yeah, can we get some Pepto-Bismol? Ricky, can you grace us with listening to some of the audio from the meeting between President-elect Donald J. Trump and current President Joe Biden? This took place yesterday inside the White House.
Elect and former president, thank you. Donald, congratulations.
Thank you.
And looking forward to having a, like we said, smooth transition. Do everything we can to make sure you're accommodated, what you need. And we're going to get a chance to talk about some of that today. So
good.
Welcome.
Thank you
back.
Very much. And thank you very much. And politics is tough, and it's many cases, not a very nice world, but it is a nice world today, and I appreciate it very much. A transition that's so smooth, it'll be as smooth as it can get, and I very much appreciate that, Joe.
You're welcome.
Who was that, Telly? Who was that talking?
The same person that said Sleepy Joe, and the same person that had the DOJ go after your son. The same person that has said everything under the sun, how this has been the worst 4 years. You are the worst president ever. All of those things clearly were forgotten about yesterday.
What was that yesterday?
And on top of that, that's the smoothest. It'll be smooth. Like, so when 2020 rolled around, did you care about a smooth transition in power?
See, you talking about Trump. I'm over here talking about Biden. I'm like, tell me you just don't care no more without telling me you just don't care no more.
Oh, my God.
Joe Biden is like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Y'all forced me out. We didn't win. Because I remember I said, Joe Biden, either way, he was like, I told you so. Y'all set me down, took me out, and we didn't win. So, Trump, I'm surprised he didn't give him a fist bump.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
Did he give him a fist bump?
No. I'm saying I'm surprised he didn't.
Yeah. When we come back from break, we're going to continue hearing from y'all.
Wow.
How do you feel about this smooth, friendly, loving bromance transition between President-elect Donald J. Trump and President Joe Biden during in the White House yesterday during their peaceful transition meeting, which, by the way, Melania Trump was like, I ain't gotta go to that. Look, I don't have to go to that mess.
Consuela, did you say I had a nail appointment? I ain't gonna be able to make that, Donnie.
I'm so weak right now. Take us to break. Y'all, we will be back. We are shacked and a fool today. Stay locked in. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
I'll be sure. All right. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We've been discussing the smooth and peaceful transition that took place in the White House yesterday between President-elect Donald Trump and current President Joe Biden. I didn't know what I was watching. I actually thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
But we got Lana Banana on the Truth Talking text line. You are live with DT and Telly. Lana Banana, what is your question or comment?
Morning. How are you doing?
Wonderful.
DT and Telly.
Thank you.
Good. One thing that I want to point out is I just tuned in not too long ago. I don't know if someone already discussed this before. But, I voted for Kamala. But if she's doing something that I feel isn't right, I'm not going to go along with it. I'm going to point it out and call it out. You know what I'm saying? Because people are talking about that the Democrats are trying to fear people into voting for them. Well, what about Trump? He said that if he didn't win the election, that it was going to be World War III. And the bloodbath, and nobody's talking about that. What about the DEI when he talking about giving reparations to white people and not giving it to black people at all? What about that? Nobody's discussing that.
Facts.
Yeah, yeah. Can't say nothing. No rebuttal from me from that, Lana Banana. We appreciate your call. We were saying it yesterday, even from the Democratic side. Hey, where are the people, all the celebrities that were coming out and doing all these shows and speaking on your behalf and this, that, and the other? Wouldn't it be okay? Like, you don't have to come out and apologize or say anything, but at least let Democrats know what is the plan moving forward. It's like you took a hard L, and then it's like, all right, that's it.
Chuck Schumer should not have been the sole person speaking to Democrats, especially black people. You know what I'm saying, Lana Banana? Like, I'm serious. Like, Telly Knight, like he had mentioned, all the black celebrities, all the black advocates, civil rights leaders that were coming to this Truth Studio, calling in. It has been crickets chirping.
Yeah, making you feel bad if you're black and you're not voting for Kamala. Like, I mean, if there were guilt trips. Like, again, let's not forget all the things that were being, that were taking place at the same time. And a lot of times we want to focus on one thing and not focus on the other, but both were happening at the same time. There were a lot of major influences. That was the reason why they got these people to come and say something, because they felt like they had influence on others to vote like they were voting.
And the influence is now crickets.
Yeah.
And this is the time where you speak to your community and say, okay, it is what it is, but this is what we are working on for us as a community, period. Mm-hmm. Speaking of our community, and thank you again, Lana Banana, for your call and your comment. Candace Owens, our sister Candace Owens, recently, yesterday, on her podcast, which, by the way, is one of the top 10 podcasts in the country.
Oh, wow.
Oh, she's getting hers. She's eating. Mm. She gonna say, y'all, you know, I gotta say it like this. She gonna say, well, let me take the call from Tony first, and then we'll get into Candace. Good morning, Tony from Tulsa. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
So, good morning. I wanted to chime in on this, and you guys were just talking about, you know, all these celebrities and things like that that came out and, you know, just took an L. They didn't take an L. They were paid to do what they were doing. The numbers have come out. Everybody that was paid pretty much a couple million dollars. And we already know that. Some people are in disbelief that that happened, but we know that's what happens. These celebrities only come out because they're paid to do an endorsement. And we don't honestly get their real politics. But the deal is, I liken this back to what Malcolm X has said. He's like, there is no white community is there a comedian that's a leader. In no white community there is an artist that's a leader. They came out with these people and these Boulay people to come out and do this in our community. But for some real reason, our community, since our leaders have been gone, dead and gone, they took them away. We don't look back and say, oh, wait, you know what? This is still relevant for today. Let me take this message and move on with this. But for some weird reason, I guess it's just because we've been beaten up so long that we just became docile and don't understand the lessons of the leaders that came before us. We don't have any today. We got some shapeshifters and everything like that. We don't have no elitist that's talking about we as a community that need to come together and we need to start getting something for our vote. If we're not getting that, if we're not getting tangibles, we're not moving with you, period. But for some weird reason in our community, well, you know, they said this, this person said this on this side. It's all a game. This peaceful transition was a game. Yeah, we don't understand how it's played. That's what I want people to wake up and understand, that this is the game that's being played. And I can't get into the minutia of how every little succession of the presidents that had some inkling with one another, bloodline down the line. But there is a trail, and we, for some weird reason, think that, you know, as much as we say like to say that we have a hand in these politics, we don't. We really don't. And once we understand the game, and once we understand how it's played, then we can actually be a player in the game. And I'll end my playing with that.
No lies told. I don't have anything to say.
Yeah.
Although, just for clarity, Tony, we never said that we took an L as a community. We asked, where are these people? Because I'm with you, Tony. I'm very well aware of how the black celebrities and entertainers were incentivized to. And we saw it firsthand here in Milwaukee. Every time we look up, there was a concert.
Mm-hmm.
I never said that it was a campaign rally. I used to always say, Telly, that sounds like a concert.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony is 101.7. The truth percent right. We as black people, we're the only community that has athletes, entertainers, comedians, however you want to classify it, as our spokespeople.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who called in. I remember, and I love her, but I was like, why is Kim Whitley on our, I think she was on either Tori Lowe,
yeah,
or
I
Sherwin.
I remember that.
And the first thing I was like, why is she talking about the election?
Yeah.
I've never known Kim Whitley to even, and again, I love her. I think she's a beautiful, talented actress, comedian, but I've never even known her in the capacity of being a civil rights activist or an advocate for the black community.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that she hasn't, but for her to be on the show encouraging people to vote, I was like,
Yeah. And that's just something that, you know, others don't do. I mean, it wasn't every time you looked up, Ben Affleck was
yeah,
you know, leading the charge for white people, or I mean, that is so true.
And they don't. D.L. You know. Hughley speaking at the DNC. Don't get me started on that.
Yeah.
And then he was like, you know, I used to talk bad about Kamala, and you know, I want to apologize, and I want to tell all the black men out there, D.L. Hughley, are you kidding me? And as much as he's talked about black women, he was on the Jay Leno show. You don't forget stuff. He was on the Jay Leno show calling black women nappy heads. And now you're on the stage where for the first time in American history, a black woman is on the presidential candidate ticket and you advocating. Man,
yeah.
Let's take a break. Y'all, we're going to take a break. 833-212-1017. But yes, Tony from Tulsa, thank you for that, because that was very, very insightful. And you were speaking the truth. We will be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told with DT and Telly. We'll be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, welcome back to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. A lot going on post-election, and we continue to talk about some of the appointments that are being made by President-elect Donald Trump. There was also a very interesting meeting at the White House that took place yesterday between current President Joe Biden and President-elect Donald Trump. And Ricky, I don't know. We've been here from Truth Nation, and we did hear the interview, the meeting, the interaction. And as a matter of fact, can we play that again? Go ahead and play that again. This is President-elect Donald Trump and current President Joe Biden yesterday meeting for the first time since they had their one and only debate. And this is the first time that Donald Trump is back in the White House since leaving before the traditional transfer of power peacefully. So here is the meeting between Trump and Biden yesterday.
Elect and former president, thank you. Donald, congratulations.
Thank you.
And looking forward to having a smooth transition. Do everything we can to make sure you're accommodated, what you need. We're going to get a chance to talk about some of that today. So
good.
Welcome.
Thank you
back.
Very much. And thank you very much. And politics is tough, and it's, in many cases, not a very nice world, but it is a nice world today, and I appreciate it very much. A transition that's so smooth, it'll be as smooth as it can get, and I very much appreciate that, Joe.
You're welcome. Thank you all.
Now we're getting a lot of messages on our YouTube message board, and I like it, because you know you're not going to have everyone that feels as though that it should be eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, you know. But I want to say this is ST at Y or Stay _ Wook. It says Stay Woke. I think that's what it's trying to say. It says Biden showed grace, class, and dignity. Stark contrast to the conduct of predecessor. What point of being petty during transition? What y'all want to see him spit in his, I guess, one is his face and try to fit him?
Yes.
Yeah. Y'all being messy.
Yes. That would have been awesome. I'm just playing. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but I mean, here's the thing, DT. I think that, again, there are so many things that are so different where one person can get away with and the other one isn't. And it seems like the other, being the Democrats, are so afraid to say something that is going to look like it's wrong, or they're being petty, where you have your opponent that doesn't have any rules and could care less what he says because he knows there's nothing going to happen to him.
You know, in all seriousness, Telly, in addition to what you just said about nothing happening to him, it wasn't so much, and I get it, because truth be told, all jokes aside, at the end of the day, President Biden is a professional. So I get what the last caller or viewer was saying in terms of what did you expect him to spit in his face? No. But it was just, Biden looked so happy. You know, yeah. It was like he was sitting next to a friend, and this friend was now, you know, it's kind of like if you and I were on a track team and I'm passing the baton and I'm like, go get him, Telly. Mm-hmm. Or you're passing me the baton and you're like, here, you're my successor. Go get it. We've seen transitions where, yes, it is appropriate to be happy and high five.
Yeah.
This whole year, has been about what's best for the Democratic Party, their, you know, so-called support for all Americans, the Black agenda, the Hispanic agenda, et cetera. And I think at this point, based on how Americans feel right now, whether you voted for Trump or not, it would have been nice to see Biden just a little bit more. What's the word I'm thinking of? Neutral. Like, yeah. I didn't need for him to be, you know, I just, it just wasn't to me from an optic standpoint.
Yeah.
But quite,
But you look at it like this, too, regardless of how much the incoming president or president-elect may not have liked or disagree with the current president, they always found a way to make it a peaceful transfer of power. Because let's go back to 2008. Do you think George Bush was excited to give the keys to a Black person for the first time to run this country?
Well, that's
I'm not to say against it, but I'm not saying that. I mean, I don't think he threw a party saying, hey, I can't wait to, you know, have this meeting with this Black guy.
I think it was more so with Bush. I think it was more so that, if you recall, there were hundreds of people that were standing on 1600 West Pennsylvania Avenue. Like, put him out. Kick that. So his transition from the Obamas was smooth. I honestly, here's the thing with the Bushes, and we see you, Eastside Corey. Here's the thing with the Bush family, from my lens, and I don't know them personally. They just never had exposure to a lot of, like, middle class Black people. Their Black friends in Texas are elite, wealthy, affluent Black people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And when we saw how he led and managed Hurricane Katrina, and that's, you know, when they had that telethon, no, and Kanye West said President Bush don't care about Black people.
That was one of his low moments.
Those are one of those, you know, prime examples of when you have a white person who has been raised in a very white elite environment that just doesn't know how to engage or interact with Black people, because everybody was like, oh, you know, Michelle Obama and George Bush are like best friends now. Well, quite frankly, the Obamas, they're elite. They're elite Black people. They ain't like, you know, me and you come from, you know, East St. Louis and Evansville, Indiana. So I just think with the Bushes during that transition, it wasn't so much, I don't want to give the keys to a Black man. It was more or less, man, these people really hate me. And I just never really knew how to work with Black people. But keep in mind, he did select the first Black female Secretary of State.
Condoleezza Rice.
I love you. I mean, so I don't think he hated Black people, but I think that the elite Black people is who he had the exposure to. So Eastside Corey, thank you for holding. Thank you for your patience. You were live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment? Ooh, look at Giannis on Fox News.
Oh, good morning. Did you want to do the news flash?
Well, they were just talking about how he scored 59 points. Even Fox News is talking about Giannis. But go ahead. Yes, Eastside Corey.
Well, speaking of sports, I think there's a deeper meaning here, because, quite frankly, you don't want to grow old in America. And I feel sorry for Joe, even though I didn't vote for him. I saw him walking on the beach the other day, and he had a hard time walking. It's not funny, yo. And his wife's standing next to him, and she's not even helping him. She's two steps over to the left from him. And there's a coldness there, you know. It's like, who quit who? And when two athletes, opponents, shake hands at the end of their rivalry, it's just a good form. You see what I'm saying? Because I certainly don't think Joe, God bless him, it may not make it to Christmas at the rate he's going. Okay, let's consider that. All due respect. But it seemed like he's still a president, but he seemed like he's so happy to be ready to go. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's what me and Telly were saying. No, Eastside Corey, that is exactly what Telly and I said. We were like, he's just like, I don't care no more.
Yeah.
Shoot, let's go have a beer. He probably asked Trump, let's go have a beer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. He's like, and he's telling the Democratic Party. Oh, go ahead, Eastside Corey.
I was just going to say, when the cameras aren't rolling necessarily, and it's just one-on-one, this is when I started following you for Madam Vice President. Her personality, when she talked to you guys on your beautiful station, it was like, wow, what a great personality she has. Well, she pulled that out when she's talking her game, you know? That's what people want to see. But we didn't have enough time to get close to her. I hope she returns and has a little bit more experience under her belt, because she had a light to her I must say, she had a light to her.
She did. Thank you for your call. Guys.
Well, the one thing we know, she won't have to run against Trump again.
Do you think she'll run again?
That's a good question, man.
If you had to guess right now, knee jerk reaction, yes or no, you think she'll vote? I mean, run again?
No.
I'm with you. No. I mean, it's like, can you imagine losing your trajectory?
Yeah.
The sacrifices, the commitment, the dedication, and your career, and you lose.
Yeah.
To like landslide, Kool-Aid map.
Yeah. And just think, you just had a 100-day blitz. You had 100 days like you've never had in your entire life. And when you look back, would you look back and say, I want to do that again?
Man, that's what I'm saying.
That's the part that I'm thinking. And maybe we are being victims of the moment where this is still fresh. And then maybe in a year or so, she may feel like, okay, there's no way I can lose if we do it this way next time. And maybe she'll be convinced to do it. But as of right now, she probably like, man, shoot, she just showed back up to work yesterday.
Good. She better than me.
And she got an ovation. And it'll be because, I ain't gonna lie, I would have pulled a Keith Posley. I'd be like, look, hey, I'm about to be out here anyway. I'm going to go take these PTO days and take these vacation days all the way up until the inauguration.
She came back yesterday?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw some video. Like, she, you know, because her office is in the White House, she returned to the White House and got a standing ovation. People were outside clapping and for her motorcade that rode by. And, yes, she returned.
You know what? You're right, Telly. Never say never. And yeah, at this moment, I definitely would say no, but she's very, you know, relatively speaking, she's young.
Yeah.
I mean, we got dead and a half year olds running for president. She's only 60.
Right.
So I agree that right now, yes, I would say no as well, but you never say never. But here's the thing, though, Telly. This is my truth.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think this country will elect a woman to be president.
Yeah.
Not in my lifetime.
After what I saw this presidential cycle, I'd so agree. I mean, because I was even shocked at how many men are just against that. And I was just like, y'all ain't, you ain't open-minded yet. Like
2024 in this country. And here's the crazy part. Even women don't see women.
Yeah.
We've had two in the last decade, Madam Secretary Hillary Clinton, Madam Vice President.
And you can pick your ethnicity and both of them.
Even women.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's why I was like, look, it's one thing. I'm not even worried about the men. I mean, I am, but I want to talk to all the women. And one out of every two white women voted for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
One out of every two.
There ain't nothing you can say about that.
And right. Then you showed me the data this morning. What, 93,000 black people did not vote?
I'll put it back. I'll find it again. So
please share that.
This was sent to me by a friend, and it said Trump won Wisconsin by 23,000 votes. In Milwaukee, 93,000 black people didn't vote. And if you think you know, be like, man, you know, ain't nobody going to find out if I voted or
not.
Oh,
you could, yeah.
What you tell me this morning, DT?
Yeah, you can literally type in someone's name, first and last name. If you know their address or their birth date, it won't tell you how they voted, but it will tell you whether or not they voted.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't check the few of my friends,
and
too.
You checked me. And then she's like, yeah, tell her, I'll see it if...
You ain't had to put me on blast like that. No, I wanted to see because
because you're right. I mean, you have a lot of people that will say that they voted or, you know, will lie about it.
And
then
want
to
be all up in the conversation.
Yeah, but.
So, yeah, you could check. You could check to see if your friends or family voted.
But see, I still got proof. I took my daughter.
I trust
but no,
me.
No, but yeah. I knew that, though, too, DT. I knew that you could check and see if your neighbor voted or whatever. But you can't say, I mean, you can't see who they voted for.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Trey, thank you for your patience. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
I have a comment. Thanks for taking my call. But you made a comment in saying that you are surprised that white women, one out of two, I forgot that comment you had, but the numbers that were surprising, it didn't surprise me at all. Looking at this country, looking at the news, and looking at what the news don't report, we still have colored men still missing in Mississippi. We have suspected lynching still in South and North Carolina, stuff that's not being reported, missing kids. It doesn't surprise me. This world is evil. I'm disillusioned. I'm not. I like America, the country, but I don't like the politics. I don't like the government. So I'm not surprised at anything that they do. I'm not Americana at all. Things that have been done to people in this land, they're not right. And if I had enough money, I would leave this place. I would leave it and not come back at all. I don't know where I would move to, but I sure would do my research. We don't treat each other real good. We don't treat each other with respect. I mean, each other, color, no matter what, it doesn't matter. I'm so over it. Like, the politicians are working with each other. I mean, they was on the Epstein list, and we still not upset about that. It's some things that we have to fight for. I believe I'm spiritual, but it's some things that I believe that has to be taken away for us to appreciate it. I'm not saying all of these rights and everything, but if some things have to be taken away so we can stand up, as we've been sleeping for so long. That's the way I feel. It's not surprised that she lost. I'm not surprised at all. The way the atmosphere is around here in the United States, and nobody was looking for a woman to lead. I mean, I wasn't surprised at all. So I did vote. I voted early. So that's just a comment that I had. I'm sorry. I'm getting off of my soapbox now. I appreciate you.
Yeah, we appreciate you, Trey. Thank you so much for calling. Look, I'm looking at my voting activity right now. Just for the record, make sure if you're looking at DT's voting record, my voting activity, look. Now, I just want to say this for those that might be checking. I voted in Texas this election, but you can see, Telly, I voted in Wisconsin. Look, all the way beginning, because they go back 10 years. You see what I did, right? You see my voting activity.
Yeah.
Now, those people are like, Denise didn't vote. No. Go to Texas. That's where I voted. That's where I'm registered. Thank you very much. All right, we come back from break. We're going to get into our truth of the matter. I love you, Truth Nation. This has been a great show, but a very healthy show, too. And this, you know, this energy is what I hope that we consistently keep, because even though we may disagree or have different perspectives, this is an example of the direction that we should be going forward in terms of dialogue and embracing Black Talk Radio. So thank you, Truth Nation. This has been an incredible show, and I hope we can keep this up going forward. We come back, our truth of the matter from Telly and I, and getting you ready for 9 more hours of live Milwaukee Black Talk Radio. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
All right, y'all. Thank you so much again for tuning in. It is Friday Eve, Friday Junior, and we hope that you are having a great day. My truth of the matter is simply what I just said before break. I'm loving this positive energy that came through the airwaves today. Even throughout the disagreements of opinion and perspective, this is the kind of energy. And what was the last caller? Was it Tony from Tulsa?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he dropped some bars.
Yep.
Trey.
Is it Trey?
Was it Trey or Tony from Tulsa? Either one.
Mm-hmm.
All the callers, ultimately, this morning. It was Trey? Yeah, shout out to Trey. All of our callers, all of our listeners, even the YouTube message board today was full of positive love and energy. Let's keep this up, Black folks. And to our non-Black listeners, as you continue to listen, to learn, and understand, give us some grace. Give us some grace, because I'm sure enough surprised that Kamala Harris went back to the White House yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I would have came back probably till like December the 1st.
I do.
Because I would have been like, who'd you vote for? Don't be
PTO.
Clapping. Who'd you vote for? Don't be. Last time I checked, that map was red. Who'd you vote for? Tomorrow, we did it. No.
Right.
Something in the milk ain't clean. But that's my truth of the matter. Love y'all so much. make it a great day.
Yeah, my truth of the matter is I'm just going to piggyback off it because we are running out of show. But I do like the fact that, you know, when you're starting to move towards something better, or we talking about this post-election moving forward, moving into the future, that it starts with one day at a time. Like DT said, this was a positive, healthy day, but this is day one. Let's keep stacking these days. And then before you know it, it becomes a habit. And then it always become, what are we going to do forward? Besides looking in the past. That's my truth of the matter.
Love it. Thank you for that, Telly. Y'all stay locked in. 9 more hours of Black Talk Radio here in Milwaukee. Kicking us off, Professor Sherwin Hughes. Make it a great day. Tell somebody you love him. Please tell somebody you love him and quit and continue spreading that great energy. Lord willing, we will see and hear y'all tomorrow.
Peace out.